IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from the Viewpoints, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Without further ado, I'd plunge into the heart of discussion, but before that, I would like our dear guests to introduce themselves to us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm Ali. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
The pleasure is all mine. And you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Ruhullah Rouhani. And it's a pleasure to be in the service of you, inshallah, in this gathering.
Yes, and I'm glad to have you here. Well, death and the world surrounding it has always been a matter of questioning for too many people. Through history and from the old ages, people used to ask questions about the world to come, about the experiences that are going to happen after death. Now, some people during their lifetime have this chance to get to have some points, some touch of the other world. But when they come back and they explain about the experience they had, it's sort of unbelievable, and it's very hard to believe all what they discuss about. So this experience of going to another world, seeing some metaphysical things that maybe they exist right now, but we are unaware of them, is very difficult to understand. I would like you to help us understand this issue and the process of having these sort of experiences.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. As for your question, I have to say that the concept of death and also resurrection or going to the other world or passing this world and transferring to the other world has been among the inevitable questions and issues of all religions, namely Abrahamic religions. I said all religions, then accepted the Abrahamic religions to say that even other religions, up until the time that they have not been distorted, even it was a case, an issue of discussion and controversial issue among all Abrahamic and non-Abrahamic religions. So it's very interesting for people to know what is going to happen after they actually die, or when they enter the day of judgment, and let's say...
Sorry to interrupt you, and I think it's because since it's the world of unknown, it's interesting for everyone to know what happens over there.
Definitely.
So I think that's why it's not related to religion or a special culture. Yeah. Everyone is interested to know what happened there.
Definitely. But I wanted to reach to this conclusion that later on in those distorted religions, those who faced problems with the ideology and worldview that they had with, they come to ignore this issue. So it is not more interesting for them, and they don't like to pay attention to that.
They ignore the afterlife?
The life after this life, yeah. Because in modern human is trying to forget what is going to happen after his death. And they sometimes come to nullify and to nullify all the theories have been said and mentioned, or even whatever has been mentioned in the words of the scholars or the leaders of the religions. So this was the difference. I said that it was a case for the Abrahamic religion. Then, in case even other religions have not been distorted, it was also an interesting issue for them.
Yes.
So that's why I actually differentiated between these two. All in all, this is really interesting because we like to know what happens after we leave this world, to know what is going to happen there. And what is our situation like, whatever has been said and narrated is true or not, but there are even some ways to catch this information and to get to this information earlier, even before we die.
Yes, that's very true. So, and you, please, can you just give us a touch upon that issue?
First of all, let me look at this phenomenon from a philosophical perspective.
Yes.
You see, according to the Muslim philosophers, not only the Muslim philosophers, but also the ancient Greek philosophers, so the truth or the essence or the true nature of the human being is its soul, not the body.
Yes.
So soul is the exact or the true nature or the essence of human being.
Mm-hmm.
So this, when it comes to the soul and to the spirit, you can say, the soul is some immaterial kind of existence.
Just a question. Do yes. all people from all religion believe in the spirits and souls? Do they believe
I'm
that
I'm not sure
human
about all
beings?
Religions, at least for Abrahamic religions, mm-hmm. we are sure that they do believe in this kind of a phase of life where we can say transcendent kind of world. But when it comes to the Hinduism, I'm sure that, yeah, they do also believe these kind of things. But for the rest of religions, I have no idea, because I did not have any kind of studies in this regard. So since soul is completely and perfectly a kind of immaterial existent, so it is possible for the soul to get extension from the body or from the limited kind of material things.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is even possible that the person can do it under his own control, because we've had kind of sort of maut-e-ikhtiyari in the history of
they
the mysticism.
They go through some sessions, special sessions and rituals.
Yeah, mystics or let's say these kind of people, they have had these kind of experiences that they can get, that they can extend or spread their soul
they
out of...
They can travel to the metaphysics.
Of course, yeah, to experience or to perceive kind of immaterial realities.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the possibility of these kind of experiences, based on the teachings and doctrines of Islam, particularly from a mystic or philosophical perspective, it is quite possible, mm-hmm. and there's no problem with it.
So now we're speaking of mysticism and philosophy. Now I wonder, scientific issues do not accept the spirits or the souls?
Why not? You know, we can provide...
I mean, has it been scientifically proved?
Of course, recently, if you search through the internet, you find lots of articles, essays, books that are written on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of physicians, doctors.
Exactly.
They did lots of projects researching on this idea, on these kind of issues. So since lots of people from different cultures, from different societies, countries, from different religions, they share these kind of experiences with the doctors, with the physicians. So that's why, since numberless people, we can say, from across the globe, they have had these sort of experiences, and they tell us about what they perceived in that kind of experiences. So it's a kind of pieces of evidence that prove the existence and the possibility
of this.
It has
been proved, because many of them have the same experience.
Of course,
I mean, some part of their experience are just alike.
Yeah, there are certain commonalities between mm-hmm. all these kind of experiences. So they have some shared and common kind of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So when different people from different cultures, different religions, they speak about these kind of experiences, and they have some shared and common kind of grounds or experiences in these sort of out of body, we can say, experiences. So then it is of course a proof. It's a kind of even scientific sort of evidence.
Yes, so up until now we came to the conclusion that a human being has got, as far as we know, has got two dimensions, the physical part and the metaphysical part, which is the soul, and we agree upon that fact. Now the question is, the experience that these people have in their life, a sort of virtual death before the actual death, and they have the chance to come back and retell their stories. How could we justify these experiences? Are they hallucinations? Are they illusions? Or they're just actual things?
Actually, we cannot call them illusions. They might be true and might not be true, because we cannot actually verify the experiences of others. I cannot verify and approve your own experiences, and you cannot
exactly
do the same for me. So, but we, based on the, let's say, the knowledge that we have about the soul, and as you rightly actually concluded, that we believe that human body is actually made of two important parts and factors, body and soul. Let us say spirit and body. So yes, the experiences of every person are unique for himself or herself, and nobody can actually ignore and improve it 100%, but they can be true because based on the powers that human beings have and the spiritual powers that they have, as the brother referred to, the willing death, mot ikhtiyari, so people can go and experience these things before mutu qabla an tamutu. When we are asked, based on the Islamic recommendations, mm-hmm. try to die before you are going to be dead.
Before the actual death.
But on the title that you have actually selected for that, I am a little bit doubtful to call it a virtual death or actual death. This cannot be called a virtual, because this is also a real and actual transition to the other world, but it's not a complete one.
Then it's safer to put it this way, that... Yeah. In a time of a kind of disease or sickness that might lead into inactivity of the brain?
Even not that form, because, you know, sometimes we can do it while we are quite safe and we are quite healthy.
Like the mystics do.
Even not non-mystics can experience the same thing.
Now it's very complicated.
Yeah, so everyone can have this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, but... To say that this experience is true or not, we cannot judge.
But for sure, in those moments, the brain is inactive.
The brain is inactive because, you know, brain is, as the brother said, is a material and physical part of the body. But whatever is going to, our experiences comes from our souls.
Yes.
So the experience that we are talking about in this show is just our spiritual experiences.
Yes, a spiritual.
So they can come to everyone, mm-hmm. a person who is a sick person or a person who is fully healthy, and to everyone that comes in any time and in any era can happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been advised by Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, the peak of eloquence, to think of the death before you die. And you see, throughout the Nahj al-Balagha, we see lots of recommendations of Imam, that Imam very delicately and accurately defines how this transition is going to happen. And when we think about these recommendations, something might even come to the people. When you think too much about something, it might even come to yourself.
Yes.
See? And
that's why some people call it illusion, because they say you think too much about something, you focus upon it, and that mm-hmm. happens to you.
Yeah, I've heard in the biography of Sayyid al-Qadi rahmatullah alayh, that he once asked that, he has been asked about such issues, that where do you know these issues, where did you experience such things? He said, while I was in graveyards studying Nahj al-Balagha, and those phrases of
it's
Imam.
Very interesting.
Those phrases of Imam about the death and reminding the life after this life.
That's going into the depth of each line.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We have to have a very wrap-up situation in which I will tell you that we're speaking of death and the separation of the soul from the body. And we talked about some very interesting stuff. Thank you for listening to us.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life.